Hello and welcome back to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. In this episode, I'm your host. In this episode, I want to talk to you about Klarna. So it's something that I'm dealing with right now with all of our client stores and basically getting Klarna installed on all the websites. So the reason why I want to talk about Klarna is because if you're a high ticket drop shipper, you need to have some sort of financing option on your website for your customer. More than one is better. Mostly people use PayPal, and that's a great thing to have on your website, but you need to have an alternate because PayPal, you know, sometimes they don't approve people and it's like only a 6-month term. With Klarna, they can give you up to 24 months. So you definitely want to be using that if you are a high ticket drop shipper. Now, in order to sign up for Klarna, it's really simple. You basically, if you're running a high ticket drop shipping store, you know, like we teach in the course, you're going to be using Shopify. And once it's created and you have all your products on your website and, you know, you can accept payments and everything looks really good, this is the optimization phase where you want to close more sales. And one way of doing that is to offer financing, and people do use it. Now, you just go to Klarna.com and you go to the business section. So this is a fairly new company. They're out of, I believe it's Norway, if I'm not mistaken. And let's see here about us. So Klarna was founded in Stockholm, Sweden. I got that one wrong. It wasn't Norway, it was actually Sweden. And the aim is making it easier for people to shop online. In the last 14 years, technology has evolved, excited, and transformed the world. Yet our mission remains relevant as ever, to make paying as simple, safe, and above all, smooth as possible. So Klarna is now one of Europe's largest banks and is providing payment solutions for 60 million consumers across 130,000 merchants in 14 countries. It goes on to talk about the installments. So the reason why it's really cool is because you have like three different options. The option that we use is the installment payments, where the person, what's really the best part of it is that the person chooses Slice It with Klarna in the website. When they're in checkout, and they get the product once, you know, we get the order, and then what happens is when we ship it, then we get a payout. So when you first start up with them, it's usually around like a 7-day delay. Now, if you had it for a little while, they may offer you a shorter payment delay. And in the world of e-commerce, you know, you want to have the shortest delay of payment because you want to keep cash flow coming. So the shorter your payment delay, the better it is. But so you want to start up with them quickly and then work with them and, you know, provide a good customer service to your customers so that you can have a good relationship with not only your customers, but also your vendors who are financing your products, you know. So you want to make sure you pick a niche that is you want to handle your customers really well and deal with suppliers that are really well and drop any suppliers where you're getting lots of damage claims, because that can have a ripple effect in your business with not just your customers but also your suppliers, because you're going to have a bad situation with them. And then you're also going to be all of your services, your providers, like your financing. So basically what you do is you'll go to Klarna and you'll go to, there's a side menu, and they're fairly new, so they are changing a lot. They do change their marketing, and then you just press get started, and then you'll continue. And they work with Magento, WooCommerce, BigCommerce, Shopify, and 3D Cart. So it's not just Shopify. So if you're listening to this and you aren't a high ticket drop shipper, which I recommend because that's my favorite kind of, you know, that's my favorite kind of thing. So, over at Shopify is what we use. So we just continue on, and then you'll just go through and you'll pick your platform, Shopify, and, you know, fill in your information from your website, and then you start the application there, and you'll choose Slice It with Klarna. There is one where you can like defer payment, but you don't really want to do that, because I think what that does is it actually, you take on that kind of that debt. So you want to choose Slice It with Klarna, and it's really nice. Like, some people, they've got terrible credit, maybe they had a divorce or something like that, and they think they can't get approved, and then they get approved. So what's cool about it is you can put this on your website, and once it's on your website, on your product page, there will be a little, there will be ad messaging right next to the add to cart button, or maybe above the price, that says get this for as low as blah blah. So let's go here really quick. There's a nice ad messaging, and it's pink right now. That's kind of what they're going for, and I like it. It's nice, and it gets people through the buying process, so that you can get that cha-ching on your smartphone from Shopify that you just got, you know, a $4,000 sale, which is awesome. And then it also has it in the cart as well, so you'll have a little messaging in the cart. If they didn't see it on the product page, which they should have, that says pay as low as $25 a month with Klarna and learn more. And then it's a really simple process. I've gone through it myself because my customers sometimes, you know, they'll get confused. So I'll get on the phone with them and try to figure out what's going on with it, to kind of break it down and dissect it and see, okay, like, how is the buying process? You want to know that, right? For your website. That's a really important thing for any website, is the buying process and the steps that, and it, you want to make it as seamless as possible for them. Sometimes it's not always going to be like that, because they might be old. I wouldn't want to say old, but you know, they're older, the baby boomer generation. And then it takes them to the checkout, and when they get to checkout, they'll choose Slice It with Klarna, and then they just continue the steps. And what's really cool about it is the information that they enter in your website for the order, like their name, their address, and everything, that gets automatically sent to Klarna when they click to get approved. And then when a little window will pop up, and it'll say, you know, it will only ask for the last four digits of their social security card, their date of birth, because they need that, and then it will already have the phone number filled in, because they've put it into the order itself, which is really cool. So that's what I really liked about it. I was actually kind of like surprised, pleasantly surprised, that they actually only need the last four digits of your social, which is really, really cool. And so going from there, and then they have their own, so like normally on our high ticket dropshipping stores, we have a fraud protection. So they have their own fraud protection. So for that particular order, you don't even have to pay for the fraud protection. And usually that's about like 1% or less if you're using ClearSale. And that's another app, that's another service that we're not going to talk about in this episode. But with Klarna, they have their own. So you can just delete that, you know, you can just like say, I don't need coverage for this order because Klarna is going to cover it. Or you can have it automatically, any Klarna orders, you can have your fraud detection service just not put those orders through for an approval. So then you won't have to go in there and manually do it, or have your VA manually change it, which is what I do for my stores. So going from that, Klarna is something you definitely want to be using on your website. So I just downloaded it into a few of my client stores and into my new store that I have going on. So then once you get that sign up, they're going to send you an email that says, hey, we want to talk to you and we want to kick you off basically, and show you around. And I would definitely take that call, or have, I would take the call over a VA. If you're doing this and you're a beginner, you really want to get familiar with the different services and products. So, have the call with them. And then what will happen is they'll send you like a kickoff email, and you will, give the API access, and then, you'll put that into your store, into like the settings, the payments part. You'll choose there's alternate payment options, and then they'll send you the app. Right now, they don't have the app just available in the Shopify store. So you can't just put it, you can't just Google like Klarna, I mean, not Google, you can't just go to the Shopify app store and type in Klarna and have it pop up. You actually have to go to Klarna's website and then sign up, and then they'll send you a link. And then with that link, then you can go ahead and sign up and download the secret app into your store, and then get the credentials, and which is the API access, and then put it into there, into Klarna, and then into your website, and then it will connect together, and then you will have Klarna on your website, and then you'll have the slice it with Klarna in the checkout. But then what you have to do is you have to go in, and they have a new app that they're working on. It's a little buggy right now, but like I said, they're constantly improving, and the team over at Klarna is absolutely amazing. I've never had any issues with anybody, and they're just rad. I mean, they're offering you financing for your website, for your customers. It's beautiful. And so if you have any issues, you just email them, and then you can say to them, look, hey, I want the messaging on my website. So they'll send you the app, and you can do it yourself. Or if it's not working, you can just send them an email and say, hey, it's not working. For me, can you help me out to get this ad messaging on the website? So you put the ad messaging like in the cart page and in the product page, and you got it all set up. Now what you have to do is also put it in your financing page. So what I did, when we first started with Klarna, I noticed that people didn't understand what was going on with Klarna. They didn't really, they were like, how do I get this financing thing? How do I do it? They don't, because there's no like directions that say, go and click the button, and then you'll go to the next page, and then you'll go to the next page, and then you'll see the option for Slice It with Klarna. So it's a little, you got to explain that. It's kind of like an education that you have to do with your customers. You have to educate them. So if they call in, you can just say, well, we've got a financing page, and you put it on the financing page, that says, the step-by-step, like literally step-by-step. So a checklist, like 1, click that button, 2, click that button, 3, click. And then I would actually take screenshots of the add to cart button that said, yeah, so like, you want that? Okay, great. Click the add to cart button. Number 2, next page, you're on the cart page, enter your information. And I would, I literally screenshot my checkout process and the buttons that people would need to press. And you'll come to find that that's really great information. And so when the customer calls in to your VA or to you, because you're maybe brand new at this and you don't have a whole nice team to handle stuff for you, and I think that's the best way to go when you're bootstrapping, is to handle it all yourself so that you can understand the process. And so from that, basically a step-by-step guide on that was the big determining factor of like ease of use with things. Cause as a business owner, I don't want to get tons of calls. I want to be able to have everything that the customer needs on the website. Everything, every question they could possibly have is in the website. And then I want to know where it is in the website. And I want it to be simple enough for me to understand, because I know if it's simple enough for me to understand and break it down for somebody, then, they're going to be able to understand it. So when they call in, your VA or you can say, well, go read the directions on the financing page. Now, your VA or you, you can also help them a little bit, but you want to kind of direct them in that direction of kind of doing it for themselves, training them to look at the website. And then once that's in there, then it makes the process so much simpler. And with Klarna, you can't process the financing when somebody calls in. You have to actually have them go ahead and do it on their computer. I spoke to Klarna about that, and they said that they actually want the customer to do it on their computer and go through the financing, because there's certain, privacy lending, terms that they have to read. The Patriot Act and things like that are in there. So they have to do it themselves. You can't do it for them, but you can definitely help them along in the process. Sometimes with their phone, it's a little funny, but they should be able to do it. I find that it's pretty simple and easy, as long as you've got that checklist and that guide for them. So yeah, guys, that's definitely something you should have on your website if you want to close more sales. And that's what we want to do, guys. We want to close more sales. So that was it for Klarna. Definitely have that on your website. I love this company. They have been really, really good to us, and we've been really good to them, just sending them lots of customers over to them. So, if you guys are aware of what's going on right now, is that we're going to be closing the masterclass on May 15th. So you definitely want to get in there and get all this good stuff started, before we close it on the 15th. So, and I think the price is going to go up. So you definitely want to get in before then. And if you want to start this location independent lifestyle, or whatever your e-commerce paradise is, mine is traveling and also having a place like a home base where I can always come back to in the United States. So that's kind of my goal. I really like living out here in Montana. It's beautiful. People think that it's cold and that it wouldn't be fun, but I can guarantee you that I have found paradise. Oh no, people are going to start coming here. So yeah, get into the masterclass, guys, before it closes, before it shut down. Sign up for the email list. You're going to go to ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass to sign up for the email list. And you can also get the 99 niches guide and get started on your journey today. Take that tiny little step every day. In every way, you're getting better and better. Just listening to this podcast right now, you are bettering yourself, and you are one step closer to your e-commerce paradise. I love you guys. I will talk to you later. If you guys have any questions, definitely shoot them over our way. You can always email ecommerceparadise@gmail.com. And you can also write us through ecommerceparadise.com. So guys, thanks for listening. Definitely, if you've already got a store going on right now, sign up for Klarna and get it on there. Start making more sales, guys. I will talk to you guys later. Have a good day. Bye.